the supplication on Fridays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, the first before the bringing forth and the giving of life, and the last after the annihilation of all things. The All-Knowing who forgets not him who remembers him, and decreases not him who thanks him, and disappoints not him who supplicates him, and cuts not off the hope of him who hopes in him. O Allah, I call thee to witness, and thou art sufficient witness, and I call to witness all thy angels, and the inhabitants of thy heavens, and the bearers of thy throne, and thy prophets, and thy messengers, whom thou hast sent out, and the various kinds of creatures thou hast brought forth, that I bear witness that thou art Allah. There is no God but thou, thou alone, who hast no associate nor any equal, and thy word has no failing nor any change. And that Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, is thy servant and thy messenger. He delivered to the servants that with which thou charged him, and he struggled for Allah as is his due. And he gave the good news of the truth of reward, and he warned of the veracity of punishment. O Allah, make me firm in thy religion as long as thou keepst me alive, and make not my heart to swerve after thou hast guided me, and give me mercy from thee. Surely thou art the giver. Bless Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, and make me one of his followers and his partisans, and muster me in his band, and give me the success of accomplishing the obligatory observance of Friday, and performing the acts of obedience which thou hast made incumbent upon me within it, and receiving the bestowal which thou hast apportioned for its people on the day of recompense. Thou, only thou, art the mighty ones.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, you're listening to IRIB English Radio, this program, today's special. We're speaking about orphan care in Islam.
She was just standing there, little girl all alone, barely covered head to toe, barely just 12 years old. Why is she all alone? Why is the world just so cold? Why don't we play our part? What is hard in our hearts? What is hard in our hearts?
Today, Thursday, is the 21st of Zulhijjah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. corresponding to the 30th of Tir, 1401 of the Islamic solar Hijri calendar, and the 21st of July, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. And at this time, we'll listen to chapter An-Nisa, verse 10.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Innal ladhina ya'kuluna amwalal yatama zulman innama ya'kuluna fi butunihim nara. إنما يأكلون في بطونهم نارا وسيصلون سعيرا.
Indeed, those who devour the property of orphans unjustly are only consuming into their bellies fire, and they will be burned in a blaze.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In Tafsir al-Mizan, this verse has been taken as an evidence for the embodiment of deeds in hereafter. Devouring the property of the orphan will turn to fire on Resurrection Day. Devouring the property of the orphan is unlawful when it is done unjustly and with transgression, else the usual holding familiar relations which does not cause a loss or damage to the orphans and there is not any evil intention towards devouring their property is admissible. The apparent shape here is devouring the property of the orphan, but the real feature of it will be made manifest in the form of fire in the hereafter.
واليتيم قلب رحيم كفيله له النعيم هو اليتيم قلب رحيم وصية النبي الكريم.
You are with today's special. Our topic is about orphan care in Islam. Once a man came to the Prophet of Allah, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, complaining about his harsh heart. The Prophet addressed the man saying, "Do not want something that makes your heart lenient and your deeds fulfilled. Be merciful to the orphans, touch their hair gently, and feed them from your own food. If you do these things, I guarantee that your heart will become soft and your needs will be fulfilled. We are in dire need to brainstorm with ourselves, our families, our young people, our kids, and our smaller communities about the basic rights of orphans. When you go to sleep with your little baby on your cozy bed, don't forget the hundreds of orphan babies who die from bad weather conditions. The issue at hand can't be solved if we continue to ignore our responsibility towards them. It is a stain on the face of human dignity to forget the helpless orphans, or even to highlight their plight occasionally whenever human tragedies occur." Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi-nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with favoring orphans in the Islamic religion. In this connection, it must be indicated that rich people sometimes favor the orphans by way of giving financial help to them. However, this isn't enough. A kind of a sympathetic behavior and sympathetic way of treating orphans are quite necessary in this regard. And in case within the close family members of someone, there are some orphans. Those people who are able to favor those orphans are expected not to forget them, because I mean those orphans belong to them. I mean, those orphans are the close relatives. In this connection, it must be indicated that the orphans have received a very important and special place in the Islamic religion. In the Holy Quran, it's indicated, أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى. It means that hasn't God found you an orphan so that he gave you shelter? At the same time, we find that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself was an orphan. So perhaps more than anybody else, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam found out that how being an orphan, how difficult it is being an orphan. Elsewhere, the Holy Quran indicates that فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ. Never annoy, never make any orphan annoyed, or never annoy any orphan. This is because, or since an orphan doesn't have a father, I mean the father of an orphan or the mother of an orphan is already dead, so no orphan should feel that the whole community, and particularly his or her, I mean, close relatives, are oblivious of him or her.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
Your wealth will be blessed is the topic of this part. We learn from the Holy Quran and Sunnah that giving in charity is a way to bless your wealth. It does not decrease it. In fact, it increases it manifold. Supporting orphans is one of the ways to give charity. Allah says in the Holy Quran, chapter Al-Baqarah, that is chapter 2 of the Holy Quran, verse 177, righteousness in the sight of Allah dwells in one who, despite his love for it, gives of his wealth in charity to close relatives and orphans, and to the needy and the wayfarer and beggars, and for the emancipation of slaves. Again, that was chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 177.
رَبُّنَا رَبُّ الْقُلُوبِ وَهُوَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ فِي الشُّرُوقِ وَفِي الْغُرُوبِ نُورُهُ يَهْدِي الْعَصَى رَبُّنَا رَبُّ الْقُلُوبِ وَهُوَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ فِي الشُّرُوقِ وَفِي الْغُرُوبِ نوره يهدي العصا ربنا الهادي الودود فضله ملء الوجود عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
Now one question arises: how can we help the orphans? Helping families stay together. This is one way. Do you know that not every child placed in an orphanage qualifies for adoption? The truth is that most kids in orphanages do have parents that love them but just can't take care of them. There are many reputable organizations you can support that fulfill this mission. Some organizations work for children that still live with their parents children that, without a financial sponsor, would be placed in an orphanages and be separated from their parents. Other organizations work for the benefit of those children who do qualify for adoption. The sponsorship usually ranges from $20 to $50 per month, and you will be paying for food, medical care, school fees, and sometimes shelter. Often you receive the blessing of being able to communicate with the child that you sponsor.
In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the laws of the physical property, the wealth of an orphan. Allah says in the Holy Quran, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا مَالَ الْيَتِيمِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنِ. And do not approach, do not come close to the money, the property of an orphan, unless it is in his best interest. Why does Allah azza wa jal say that? Because during the jahiliyyah, what would happen? The father dies. This is a young child, he inherits money from his father, right? But he's a child, he needs a custodian, he needs a guardian. His uncle would come, his cousin would come, right? And with the pretext of taking care of that child, they would take the money, they would spend most of it, 90%, and then 10% they would spend on the child. So that's why they would be happy when they see the child is orphaned, because this was an opportunity to take his inheritance. Allah Azza wa Jal says in this verse, this is haram, do not touch the money of the orphan unless it is in his best interest. You cannot spend $1, one dime for you. You want to be the guardian, you want to be the wasi, you want to be the wali, fine, but you have to make sure that you are keeping the interests of the child in mind. In fact, taking the money of the child is amongst the kaba'ir. The money of the yatim, if someone spends $1 of it. Allah says in another verse in the Holy Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَى ظُلْمًا إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا وَسَيَصْلَوْنَ سَعِيرًا. Allah says in those individuals that eat the money of the yatim, they go and they unjustly take it, they are eating fire in their stomach. Allah Azza wa Jal will punish them for this. And don't think this was just during the jahiliyyah. Up until this day, brothers and sisters, I hear stories of a father that dies and the uncle comes, and with the pretext of taking care of the child, he takes the money for himself. That brother was his brother that died was wealthy, so he takes most of the money and he leaves, you know, the crumbs for that poor orphan.
That was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we'll continue this interesting discussion. Thank you very much, and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
Food for thought.
Hello, dear listeners, and let us enlighten our minds and souls with a bezel of wisdom from the Holy Prophet's first infallible successor, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. Peace be upon him. He who is deserted by friends and relatives will often find help and sympathy from strangers.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been narrated from Imam Baqir alayhi salam. And this hadith is about the visiting one another, visiting each other for the pleasure of Allah. This hadith enjoins us, it encourages us to visit one another for the pleasure of Allah. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says the following: pay visits to each other in your own homes, for verily that is a reviving of our teachings. So this hadith is interesting. Not only does it enjoin us and encourages us to visit one another, but it also emphasizes the fact that we should visit one another in our homes. So it's not like we go and visit one another. Hey, you call up your friend and say, hey, let's meet up at the McDonald's and let's get, you know, something to eat. I haven't seen you in a long time. That's good. I mean, we're visiting one another, meeting one another for the sake of Allah. We'd also more recommended to go and visit the person in his home, right? So, you know, it's better to say, hey, I haven't seen you in a long time. Come over to my house, or let me come over to your house and we visit one another, right? This is a part of the Islamic teachings, a part of the Islamic ethics and ethos, that we have been encouraged to revive. In continuation, Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, and Allah has mercy on a servant who revives our teachings. Right, so this is a part of the teachings of the A'imma, part of their sunnah, the part of their way. And by doing this, we are reviving it, meaning we are reviving their tradition, reviving their teachings. We're practicing their teachings. We're practicing their sunnah. And as the Imam says here, if somebody practices the sunnah and revives it and revives the teachings of the A'imma alayhi salam, right, God has mercy on this person. In the same vein, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says the following about visiting one another. The Prophet said, he who goes to visit his brother in faith at his home without any motive on his part. And so he goes and visits his brother. He doesn't have any motive. He doesn't want to go and ask his brother in faith for a loan, right? He doesn't want to go there and ask him, you know, for some help or some assistance or, you know, for something. Rather, he just wants to go and visit him without any alternative, ulterior or personal motive. He just goes there because he loves him. The Prophet says, if such a person does this, it is recorded. This person is recorded as having visited Allah. And Allah honors his guest by his own right. Right? Meaning, if somebody visits Allah, it is the right of Allah, it is incumbent on Allah, he's made it incumbent on himself to visit to honor his guest, right? So if somebody visits, you know, his brother in faith, and it is as if he has visited Allah, and Allah honors his guest, then Allah would honor this person, would give him honor and magnanimity and respect in this world and in the hereafter. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of visiting one another for the sake of Allah in the words of Imam Baqir alayhi salam.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجهم.
Thank you so much for joining us again. Alhamdulillah, we finished the rule إظهار, إدغام and إخفاء. So one more rule is left, which is
إقلام.
هذا النور شفاء صدور فاض وعطر كل لسان وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن.
So إخفاء was to hide, إدغام was to merge, and إظهار was
nothing.
To do nothing. But إقلاب is to
change.
So there was a sentence. Change, merge, hide, nothing. Hide, merge, and change,
nothing.
Okay? Now we are going to change. But nothing, we delete this one, okay? We change something, okay? Yes. So,
Now let's go to the rule Iqlab. Alhamdulillah, it's easy. Don't worry, okay? Don't worry, it's easy. Iqlab means to change, right? Iqlab yes. means to change. But what should we change to what? What should we change and what should we change it to? So, Iqlab tells you that you change because we're talking about Noon, Sakin and Tanween. So whatever we do here, okay, in this, with these four rules, okay, we're applying all these four rules on Noon, Sakin or Tanween. So Iqlab means you change that Noon sound, either it is a Noon, Sakin or Tanween producing that Noon sound, okay? You change this Noon sound to a hidden meme.
Yes.
Meme. When you say meme, your lips touch one another, okay? Meme. But hidden meme is that you produce the sound meme, but your lips do not touch. Do not completely touch one another. Meow, meow, meow. Look, there is a little space, okay? There has to be a little space between your lips. For example, if you take a tissue or a paper, okay, a four paper, whatever, okay, you put between your lips, okay, the paper fits there, okay? It means it does not let your lips touch. This way, okay? Just there has to be a little space between your lips, okay? That's called iqlab. This is how we apply the rule iqlab, okay? So we change that noon sound to a hidden or a half meme. Half meme, okay? A half meme with a nasal sound. Okay? And also how we should prolong it or no? Yeah, for two counts you have to prolong it, okay? Two counts, okay? That's right. Okay? So, now it becomes more clear when we go to examples, okay? So, listen to this example. Min bayni. Min bayni. So, iqlab was applied when the tanween or nun sakin approaches what letter?
Ba.
The letter ba. Min bayni. Nun sakin plus?
Ba.
Ba. Min bayni. So, do we apply the rule iqlab here or no?
Yes.
Okay, how should we apply? For what?
We turn the noon sound into a small meme sound.
A half meme sound. Okay, go on. How do we?
Mim baini.
That's correct. Mim baini. But a gunna as well has to be there. Yes, gunna means a nasal sound.
Yes.
Mim baini. If you say mim baini, that's wrong. Because it changes to another word.
Yes.
You don't have to change the word. We kind of bring some changes, but not a complete change. We do not completely change the noon to a meme. Okay? Mim baini. No. Mim baini. Okay? Yes? Ali Nasir?
This iqlab, every time when the noon sakin or tanween reaches to ba, we will apply this rule?
Yeah, of course.
It don't have any other situation?
No. Okay. It has one more situation it has. When the mim sakin, as well approaches the letter ba. Okay? Mim sakin approaches. Ba. Instead of noon sakin, mim sakin.
Also, we produce a meme sound. With all right.
For example, we have minkum bina. For example, minkum bina. Okay? Mim sakin plus ba is there. Okay? As well, we apply the same rule.
Uh-huh.
Half meme sound or a hidden meme sound.
Yes.
Okay? With gunna. Remember with gunna. Yeah. With gunna, okay? Inshallah, we'll go through the examples here.
Inshallah. How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
So, In Surah Al-Ghashi, I told you that in Ayah 22, لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطِرْ, there is an iqlab example that I will tell you, okay? Now, go to this surah. لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطِرْ, Ayah 22.
Yes.
The second last line. So, لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطِرْ, the answer for Ali Nasir's question. عَلَيْهِمْ ends with?
Mim Saken.
Ends with Mim. Mim Saken. After Mim Saken?
Ba.
Ba. We apply the rule. Iqlab here as well. How do you recite this ayah? لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطِرْ. With Gunna and also a hidden Mim. لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطِرْ. No. عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطِرْ. Do not quickly go to the next word, okay? Just apply the rule Gunna as well, okay? And also a hidden Mim. لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطِرْ. هِمْ بِمُسَيْطِرْ. Okay? That's easy.
Yes.
So whenever you see Mim Sakin plus Ba, apply the rule. Whenever you see Nun Sakin or Tanwin plus Ba, apply the rule. Thanks for the question. Thanks for the answer. Okay. Next example. Min Ba'adi.
Min Ba'adi.
Okay. Who can apply the rule here in this example?
Me.
Hussein Ruhullah.
من بعدي
أحسنت من بعدي من بعدي نون is as well, نون sound is as well there, ميم sound as well, mixed, a combination of ميم sound and نون sound, yes?
Yes.
It's just called like إخلاب. من بعدي with غنة. من بعدي ما جاءتهم البينة. Okay. Next example. علي ناصر. فأنبتنا.
فَأَنْبَتْنَا.
Okay, فَأَنْبَتْنَا, mashallah. Hussein Musa, this example. كِرَامٍ بَرَرَةٍ. كِرَامٍ بَرَرَةٍ. تَنْوِين مِنْ بَ. كِرَامٍ بَرَرَةٍ. How do you say this? كِرَامٍ بَرَرَةٍ.
كِرَامٍ بَرَرَةٍ.
أحسن. كِرَامٍ بَرَرَةٍ. But like stretch the sound, okay, for two counts. Kiramin barara.
Kiramin barara.
Ahsan, mashallah. So one more thing I have to tell you, this is important, okay? And it makes it very easy for you to understand the rule iqlab and the examples, okay? If you see the Quran, at the beginning of the Tanween and Nun Sakin rules, okay, I told you that the examples are written in a very kind of specific way. For example, for the rule idgham, if we are supposed to apply the rule idgham, okay, the tanween is written in a special way. Yes? And also for idhar, the tanween is written in a special way. And also for iqlab as well, the same. So for iqlab, the examples are like this. Whenever you see on the top of nun sakin or on the top of tanween, okay, you see a fatha with a tiny or baby mim, a kasra with a tiny or baby mim, a dhamma with a tiny or baby meme, okay? You see this. Or a nun sakin with a meme, small meme on the top, okay?
It is iqlab.
You should understand that this is the example of iqlab. This is the example of?
Iqlab.
Okay, so let me tell you some examples. Okay, guys, go to Surah Abbas. Okay, the examples are there. We can take a look at them. The rule idgham as well, idhar as well, ikhfa as well, iqlab as well. Inshallah, we'll practice Surah Abbas and apply the rules, okay? Take a look at Ayah 16 of Surah Abbas. If our brothers are searching for Surah Abbas, it's chapter 30, page 585. And Surah Abbas, okay? Abasa wa tawalla, it starts with. Ayah 16, Kiramin Barara. Take a look at that word, Kiramin Barara. So there is a tiny meme, right?
Yes.
Yes.
A tiny meme. So, kiramin barara. Make sure, okay, that this meme is written this way, okay? Kiramin, a usual meme, okay? A normal meme,
yes.
Okay? But there is also another meme which is written this way.
Yes.
Okay, the tail is just stretched, okay, to the left side. That meme, okay, that's not the sign of iqlab. That is the sign of That's the sign of?
Mim Sakin.
No. That's the sign of stop. Okay, you have to stop. There is a must. Uh-huh. Okay? That meme, this way. It's written this way.
Yes.
A tail, the tail of the meme, okay? It's stretched to the left side. But this meme stretched down, okay? This is the sign of Iqlab. But the other meme is the sign of?
Stop.
Sir, I don't have a meme.
Kiramin Barara. Okay, Kiramin Barara. If you take a look, Usman Taha, if this is a version, okay? This is Quran, okay? Kiramin Barara. If you take a look, Kiramin meme we have. And also, if this meme, Kiramin, the meme, not the club sign, okay? If this meme, the word Kiramin that ends with meme, if this sign, this meme, it is written in a very small font, okay, on the top of the words, okay, this is the sign of stop, okay? Uh-huh. This meme, this is style of meme, okay, this font. But that tiny meme, baby meme, down that meme, okay, that is the sign of Iqlab. Kasra with meme. That's the sign of Iqlab, okay?
Iqlab.
It means you have to apply the rule Iqlab here. So how do you apply the rule? Read the word, the ayah. Who can read? Sayyid Ruhullah.
Kiramin barara.
Ahsan. Kiramin barara. Kiramin barara. Okay? Inshallah, the next session, we'll go through the next rules, okay? We'll have a quick review of these four rules again, okay? And we'll recite some ayahs, then we'll go to the next rules of Tajweed. See you, inshallah, in the next session. Is there anything else to say?
No.
For what?
Thanks to the students and the teacher.
Yeah.
Mostly students.
Okay. Especially and most especially, okay? Fawad Haider. So, Hussein Musa, nothing to say? Okay. How about Al Nasir? Anything? Okay. See you, inshallah, in the next session. Stay with us. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahiri.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajam.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
This is Back to Reality. Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, sisters and brothers. This is Asma, and I have the privilege to be your host for today's discussion. Well, here with me, I have two very dear and credible guests, Sister Zainab and Brother Muzaffar. It's been so long since the last time I met you two, and today I am over pleased to have you both in one picture. Okay, ladies, first I will start with you, Sister Zainab. Assalamu alaikum, and how are you doing?
Assalam. Thank you so much.
I'm glad.
Doing great, alhamdulillah.
Thank God.
Totally psyched to be here with you guys.
So pleasure to be with you. And you, brother, assalamu alaikum, and how's life?
Wa alaikum salam. Life is good, alhamdulillah. And I'm here after such a long time. And
yes,
great
and
to
it's
be back.
Great to be with you.
Thanks
too.
Thanks for having me.
So, just as the ritual of this program, I would love you two to give me a very short introduction about yourself. And let's just start with you, Brother Muzaffar.
Yeah, so I'm Muzaffar Haider. Mm-hmm. I'm born and raised in the UK. I'm studying in the Hawza, and now I occasionally show up at IRIB English Radio and discuss some interesting topics with you.
Of course, topics. Of course. And you, sister?
I'm Zainab. I'm a student of philosophy.
Well, in today's discussion, we will start with a quotation from Martin Luther King that says, "Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter." And I would love to know your reactions towards this quotation.
I find a great amount of truth in that. You know, I believe it was
What does it mean?
Well, there's no point in living anymore if you're not talking about the things
if you're not complaining
really
anymore.
No. There's a big difference. See, he's talking about being silent. In his perspective, you know, he was talking about being silent
oppression.
In the face of oppression, in the face of white supremacy, etc. You know, for example, he also said that injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere.
Yeah.
This is another quote of his that I really appreciate, and it's something that we can use.
Oh, he also said that thing about dreams, remember?
I have a dream.
I have a dream. Too. So now,
what matters?
Justice matters.
Justice matters, okay? If you're not talking about justice anymore, why live?
Your life,
your life has ended already because you're not living. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that is a really revolutionary statement.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
In our social life also, this quotation would work so great.
Okay, now even if you bring this to a relationship, right? A husband and wife.
Mm-hmm.
They have issues with each other. They're having problems. They stop talking about those problems.
Yeah.
It's as if the relationship is dead.
Yeah.
You're not talking about them. You're not trying to solve them anymore.
Yeah, and then what happens is that the problems would pile up and one day they would explode.
Mm-hmm.
And there would be a burst of that.
Mm, yeah. See you in the courtroom.
Yeah, that's very true. And then there I would tell you every single thing. So now another thing would happen, see, as students at a school, if they do not speak of their own self, then they would be oppressed all the time. But they would be bullied by their friends. Or they would not achieve whatever right they have from the teacher or their educational system. That also would happen there as well.
You got to talk about the things that matter. If you're not talking about the things that matter, it's as if you're not living. I said that already, but I mean, look at this context which you've just brought. I mean, look how powerful that is.
But what happens to a person when they stop talking, Sister Zainab? I would love to hear your idea.
What happens to a person when they stop talking?
What we go through...
About things that matter.
About things that matter. Thank you for that specification.
Because people are talking all the time, but they're not talking about things that matter.
Otherwise, it would be complaining. And there's no use over it.
They end up talking about things that don't matter, and then values shift.
Damn.
People don't talk about the fact that there's injustice. We can see this very prevalent, especially in the Western society, when the youth were stripped of important, logical, fate-determining topics. They ended up obsessing about less important things. Their focus shifted onto anti-values.
So they don't talk about things that matter because they've been too preoccupied with things that didn't matter.
Yeah. No. The things that mattered were taken away from them. And like Brother Mudhaffar said, you got to talk about something as a species. Talking is the way we express ourselves. It's the way we communicate. It's the way we convey information. It's the way we bond. It's the way we create change.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way we fortify or we defend or we establish values and thoughts and ideas and ideologies and so on and so forth. So talking isn't... So the values have been shifted because
an example, right? They're not talking about like drugs on the streets. They're not talking about racism in society. They're seeing that, for example, in Palestine, your government is dropping bombs on innocent children, right? Okay. Instead of talking about that, let's talk about my individuality, right? Let's talk about how I have the freedom to choose my own gender. Yes, that's what we're going to talk about. And then they start talking about how everyone has the right.
Exactly. And then the values are shifted.
And what do they have the right to do? Get married to somebody of the same gender, for example, LGBT. The shift in the values has taken place.
It's very
because
important. Yes.
They're not talking about the things that are actually valuable.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
So the shift in values is one of the reasons that why we stop talking about things that matters.
And no. We stop talking about things that matter and then the shift in value occurred.
That's true. Let's go for a little break. We'll be back in no time. Dear audience, stay with us.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
So, welcome back to your audience. This is IRIB English Radio. We are having a discussion in your Back to Reality. If we come to everyday life, I would say sometimes you don't see any effect after what you're talking. You know, there's no outcome.
Maybe you're not talking to the right people.
As you just said, when there is a shift in values, then no one is going to understand what you actually are after. You know what I mean? I mean, I would make an example in order to clarify it more. For example, I talk about morality, and people in my society no longer care for morality. So whatever I'm going to say, whatever recommendation I would give them, or whatever thing that is important that I'm bringing into light, they would not put any emphasis on it. They would think like it's something trivial and it's of no importance, and they would just look at me, I'm an ignorant.
But at least you're alive, right? At least you're talking about
it. At least you're standing up for something. You know that quote? I don't know who. I'm pretty sure it's not from Martin Luther King.
I think it was me. But yeah, go on.
Yeah, yeah. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
Shahid Malcolm.
Enough. There we go. I'm so bad at names.
Yeah, the concept is very important.
Yeah, exactly. So at least you're talking about it. Mm. I mean, Imam Khomeini was talking about how America is the great devil on his own for such a long time until people, you know, turned around and took notice. And he was like, maybe this old Sayyid is right. Maybe he knows what he's talking
about. But you'll get tired, you know?
Oh, no, that's the thing. You got to have that integrity.
Persistence is very important, but you have after to have so integrity. Long when you see there is nothing coming out of what you're saying.
No, you don't get tired. You don't get tired because a person who is speaking out the things which matter, like pointing out that America is like the root of evil in the world, etc., and oppression.
I guess you have to say it again.
Yeah, like, for example, pointing out that America is the great Satan. When you're pointing out oppression, when you're standing for justice, if you do it with the right intentions, it's not something that tires you out. You might get physically tired, but it actually becomes a part of you and you just cannot envision your life in any other way. Even if you are feeling the pains of people rejecting the message, of being attacked by the enemies, even then you just can't change the way you are. And on the other end of the spectrum, there'll be people who talk blah, 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 blah about random stuff that doesn't really matter, like those for whom the values have shifted. They also can't change the way that they've become. They just have to be like that. They have to be talking about non-issues. I wanted to actually bring up another point here. There's a lot of people whose kind of dream in life, their career path, is to do with talking, right? So you could be a scholar, you could be a kind of a celebrity, a game show host, a talk show host rather, a radio personality, right? It goes on and on and on, right? Your whole job, your career, your life choice is about talking. If you don't talk about the things that matter, it's as if your career is dead from the beginning. Now, I'm not saying that that means that you might not get famous or you might not get rich. You might get rich and famous through talking about non-issues. But you're dead. You're dead before you even began.
You are not aware of it, but you're dead.
Yeah, and that's what you see. So many celebrities, yeah. they become rich and they become famous, and eventually big issues are happening in the world which become bigger than they are. Mm. And then in order to stay in the limelight, they suddenly throw an opinion out there so that people will notice them.
Yeah.
And everybody just ridicules their opinion.
No, because they don't know what they're talking about.
You don't know what you're talking about. You're exactly. just saying that so that you can stay in the limelight, so that you can stay relevant yeah. and famous. And it's so noticeable when that happens that person at that moment realizes, I'm actually a dead person. I don't matter. I've got all this money. I've got all this fame. Nobody cares about me. I can't make a change.
Sucks.
If you can't make a change, like, what's your value in this world? I believe it's a Christian saying that, you know, what is a man except one who tries to make a good change, a positive yeah. change in
really?
The world?
I thought that was Frank Sinatra.
Oh, really? No, because I saw it from Kingdom of Heaven, the movie. Okay. It was on a Latin placard. Okay, yeah. Now coming
so
to...
So after all, a person without a school of thought is nothing, is dead.
Yeah, you're not... It goes back to what Sister Zainab said about, you know, if you're not standing for something, you'll fall for anything. There's no point in your existence. Now, I wanted to bring this to us in the Islamic world, especially those who are wanting to do public speaking, and their entire kind of life's direction is to have an impact on the society through... talk, through lectures, through radio, through however, but it's about talking. You're not going to be successful unless you talk about the things that matter. You go up onto the pulpit, you go up onto the stage, onto the minbar, and you're just talking about non-issues. Nobody cares about them. You're entirely avoiding the issues that are on the ground actually affecting people in the societies. If you're not willing to step out there and talk about those matters that really do matter, there's no point. It's as if you're dead to start with.
Yeah, so I get what you mean. Yeah, that was very interesting. So, dear listeners, you were listening to IRB English Radio, and this was Back to Reality. This is all the time that we got for today's discussion. I hope you enjoyed it. May Allah protect you.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, Let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.